Next up, we are going to hear our chapter and affiliate roll call.
This is Regina Brink, and we are the ACB Capital Chapter of Sacramento, the Camellia Capital of the World, the City of Trees, and the home of the original Pony Express. We are strong advocates at the state and local level in areas such as transit, web access, and vision loss services. We promote independence and empowerment. We also pursue innovative chapter projects and have fun doing it. Come join us.
The Active Blind Inland Valleys chapter was formed in 1994. We are, as our name says, active in life and in service. We are famous for our Saturday hangout calls that started at the beginning of the pandemic. We hold our meetings virtually on the third Saturday of the month via Zoom. You can contact me at blind.lcsw@gmail.com. And this is Christy Crespin, President.
Hello, I'm Patty Nash, president of Bayview Chapter. We kind of call ourselves the Sharing Caring Chapter. We keep in touch and disseminate information to our members each week in a phone conversation so that we can improve the quality of the lives of our members and hopefully of all blind people in the state. I was reminded of the many illustrious leaders that we've had in our chapter. We had Bob Campbell. We had George Fogarty, Kathy Skivers, John DeFrancesco, and they were all people whose shoes would really be hard to fill. But we looked up to them, and we really appreciate all the contributions that they've made to our lives and to the chapter too.
Hello, everyone. This is Roxanne Stallings. I represent the Contra Costa chapter. Our chapter has a new focus this year. We're trying to help each other develop our technical electronic skills. So we're training each other and also looking for speakers who would like to give us trainings.
Hi, my name is Matthew Sillinger. I'm the secretary of the Fresno, California Council of the Blind chapter. Our meetings meet on the second Saturday of every month via Zoom from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. And we will also be going out into the community once a month doing activities such as going to the movies and having ice cream and socializing. If you would like to be involved, please email ccbfresno@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Anthony Signorello, the president of the Glendale Burbank Area Chapter of the California Council of the Blind. On even numbered months, we hold a conference call for a book club on the last Thursday of that month. We hold a iPhone lab in conjunction with the Greater LA chapter. In order to get further information, call 818-646-7664.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris Vendrick, Greater Bakersfield Council of the Blind President from the Southern San Joaquin Valley. We represent about 20 different members of the local area here and work on different advocacy issues with our citizens of Bakersfield. Bakersfield is known for agriculture and oil and known for country western sound of the Bakersfield sound, and have people like Buck Owens, Merle Haggard, and Dwight Yoakam is actually a special guest here.
Hi, this is Steve Bauer, president of the Greater Los Angeles chapter with members throughout LA County and beyond. We continue to conduct most of our activities on Zoom, along with a few in-person social events. We hold our chapter meetings on the third Saturday of each month at noon with great guest speakers, member profiles, discussion of advocacy concerns, and our outstanding monthly legislative report. You can also join our iPhone lab on the fourth Saturday of every other month at 1 p.m., held in conjunction with Glendale Burbank, and our popular audio-described movie nights via Zoom. We publicize all our activities on the CCBL listserv. For more info or our Zoom link, email ccbgreaterla@gmail.com.
California Council of the Blind, High Desert Chapter. Our president is Jorini Dobbins, 760-245-7137. We meet in Victorville, California, at present on the phone, and we are a chapter of great love and are honored to be here at the convention of the California Council of the Blind.
Inland Empire Chapter. My name is Christine Bailey. We meet the second Saturday of every month. You can check the California Council of the Blind website for any information. We have our White Cane Bowl-a-thon in October. We raise money for our college student scholarships and any other future projects we may plan. And we also socialize. We go to the movies, watching video descriptive movies, and out to lunch, and we hope to see you and have you join us. We'd be looking forward to have new friendships being developed. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Larry Gassman, president of the Orange County chapter for CCB. We're currently doing virtual meetings in Southern California, but we're working on hybrid meetings. We love being together and getting together, and that hasn't happened very often over the last couple of years or so. The chapter is about 20 members currently, but we're looking for more. So if you'd like to come by and just visit, let me know. You can find me on the CCB website. Thanks so much, and we hope to have you with us at a meeting real soon.
This is Deborah Gossett, San Bernardino chapter. We do a lot of community work. Our pet project is Ronald McDonald House. We support the children there with turning in tabs. We've also put in audible crossings, and we also put in bus stops.
Greetings to all of CCB from the San Francisco chapter. This is Vita Zavoli. We are a busy and active chapter working on grants for school-age children, accessible transportation, and other advocacy efforts, a financial relief fund, programs, outreach, and more. As part of navigating the future together this year, we are planning outings to encourage being outdoors and reconnecting in person. We believe in the power of teamwork and inclusion and eating lots of food, especially trying foods from different cultures. Join us.
Hello, this is Pam Polge. I'm currently serving as the president of the San Gabriel Valley chapter, and some of our meetings have consisted of having speakers such as one of our own members who has traveled to several countries such as India, Dubai, Tahiti, Israel, and she was just recently giving us talks about these countries and in the COVID perspective as well as a blindness perspective. We've had a person from the Dale McIntosh Center, which is a center for the aging, and they can evaluate and come out to homes and bring devices that would enhance the independence of blind persons. And I hope everyone is doing well, and I'm looking forward to speaking with a lot of you during convention. Thank you so very much. God bless.
Rob Turner, President, Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, chartered in 1987. By participating in the Lions Eyeglasses Project, we are giving back to our community. This project provides needy individuals with refurbished eyewear worldwide. Our monthly newsletter keeps our members coming back, and that makes us strong. To learn more about SVCB, please visit our website at svcb.cc.
The Braille Revival League of California, BRLC, promotes increased acceptance and use of Braille in our blind community and also advocates for increased availability of Braille in the communities where we live. If you care about Braille, or if you want to learn more about Braille, please join BRLC. The California Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss, CAAVL, promotes community, full inclusion, opportunity, and high-quality programs, products, and services for older, blind, and visually impaired Californians, the largest segment of our state's blind community. Join our cavalry and help make California the best place to be for our older blind residents.
Hello, everyone. My name is Aaron Espinoza, and I currently serve as the president for the California Council of Blind Students. I just want to tell you guys if you guys can join us in the future at our monthly membership meetings that we have. It'll be great. We have them every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. We plan a lot of fun activities throughout the year, as well as work on a lot of exciting initiatives. So once again, I hope you can join us and have fun.
Hello, I am Dr. Kathy Schmidt-Whitaker, interim president of the California Council of Citizens with Low Vision, CCCLV. We provide advocacy, outreach, education, and support our members. Currently, we are focused on re-energizing CCCLV by updating our governing documents and officer positions. We seek you to join us in empowering ourselves through meaningful programs and services.
The California Diabetics in Action has been a long time coming and was the dream of people like Ken Metz. As of April 14th, we were accepted as an affiliate of CCB, and we have 15 chapter members. You can contact me, Christy Crespin, president, at blind.lcsw@gmail.com.
Hi, my name is Pamela Metz, and I'm president of CALUA Library Users of California. We are an advocacy organization that strives to promote the right of blind and visually impaired adults in the state of California to access to all types of books and libraries. We also love to read. Did I say we love to read? We read all types of books. We have a book club. We have someone who actually puts up a list of books from BARD for everybody to read and see if there's anything interesting they might like to read.
Hello, CCB. This is Susan Glass, president of Golden State Guide Dog Handlers, Inc., or GSGDHI. I'm excited to tell you that this summer, our peer-to-peer committee will sponsor two useful Zoom programs, the first on reducing our own anxieties when traveling with our dogs, and the second on helping our dogs when they seem anxious. Incidentally, you don't need to have a guide dog in order to become a member of our affiliate. To learn more about us, please call our Google message line and tell us how to get in touch with you, and we certainly will do so quickly. The number to call is 415-340-0607. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Paul Patchy II. I'm president of the Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California. We are the California affiliate of the Randolph Shepherd Vendors of America. We are made up of the blind vendors here in California. We advocate for basically the blind vendors and also try to work to better the business enterprise program here in California.
Okay, and I believe, is that the conclusion? All right. That was great to hear from all of those chapters and affiliates, how active everybody is, learning. I think we've all had to adjust, so it's great to see how everyone has learned to navigate this through the pandemic and stay active, stay together. I've always said that California Council of the Blind has something for everybody, and listening to those introductions from everybody there, I think it reinforces that. So thank you to all of those chapter and affiliates for taking the time to help us put that together. And thank you to Rob Turner for organizing it. I don't know if you guys can hear it. I have felt for the last couple of weeks like I am losing my voice and it's just not getting better. So hopefully it's coming across and hopefully it lasts throughout tonight.